This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports Israel has released a video of a Gaza tunnel where it says Hamas militants killed six hostages.
In a nationally televised broadcast in Israel, the military released video footage of a Gaza tunnel where it says six hostages were recently killed by Hamas.
The tunnel is about 120 meters long and ends in a blocked iron door. This short blocked part of the tunnel is where the hostages were held and murdered.
Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari says the video had already been shown to the hostages' families. The discovery of the hostages' bodies last month has sparked a mass outpouring of anger in Israel and demands for Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to reach a ceasefire deal to bring the remaining hostages held by Hamas home. I'm Norman Hall.
The U.S., U.K., and European countries announced new sanctions against Iran and Russia in response to missile shipments, AP's Jennifer King.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke at a news conference in London with his counterpart ahead of a joint visit Wednesday with top officials in Ukraine.
We've warned Tehran publicly, we've warned Tehran privately, that taking this step would constitute a dramatic escalation.
Calling the missile transfers a direct threat to European security, Britain, France, and Germany announced new sanctions, including the cancellation of air service agreements that will hinder Iran Air's ability to fly to the UK and Europe. Britain and the US say they are imposing travel bans and asset freezes on those involved, including Iranian officials and Russian businesses. Jennifer King, Washington.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump have showcased starkly different visions for the country on abortion, immigration, and American democracy as they met for the first time Tuesday for perhaps their only debate before November's presidential election. The Democratic vice president moved to get under the skin of the former Republican president, provoking him at times.